Part 4. The dance itself, as are most high school dances, wasn't particularly remarkable, except for high fives from friends for my hot date, and the fact that crowded dance floors, the dark, and strobe lights made physicality particularly appealing and contextually acceptable for those our days of relative innocence. I believe there was also some good finger food. The last song comes on, and I'm thinking of all the ways to work in the ask. Romance makes fools of us all, and I ask, are your eyes closed? I'm waiting for the yes, why? So I can say, keep them that way. Instead I get a no, no, I'm just really tired, it's been a long day. Hey, the song's over, let's go find our friends. Fail. Part 5. We're supposed to be back by 1, and it's clear the traffic won't allow for that. I would never allow you to get home on time, and your parents would resent me for it. She asks if there's anywhere I'd like to go. The back seat, an inappropriate and somewhat anachronistic option, I say we should go somewhere with the water. I think a lake, the Gulf. We spend another hour getting to the south side as you put on Why I'll Never Know, heavy radio rock while I'm reclined in your passenger seat, with my eyes closed, thinking of how the hell I'm gonna kiss you. So eventually you pull up to a Whataburger, big burger place founded in Corpus Christi, and you say, you wanted water? Part 6. There is the most beautiful place in the world, and its construction site about a 3-minute walk from my house on the outermost skirts of town. It's got a huge man-made lake, fields of dirt and weeds, and houses stop being constructed just before sunset. At nighttime, in moonlight, it's perfect. We go there, but not before I put John Coltrane's Greatest Hits in your CD player. It takes 1 track to get there, 2 tracks before, as we recline with your moon window open, I ask, from where I'll never know, if I kiss you, will you kiss me back? Isn't it just the greatest feeling? To be such a kid, to now be so confident, the fiery feeling that brings people together. She says yes, and I somewhat awkwardly stumble over the center console as she keeps her word. Alex and I dated for just under 2 years, with 10 months of ridiculous aftermath before we stopped talking altogether. I broke up with her. Our story is the most tragic I have, the story of 2 depressive people who take themselves out of and back into depression. As I write about it, I notice I get even further from it. There, Alex, I wrote a song about you. Had to write one that talked about the good times. Braxton Ritter.